Chapter 8, Managing the Work You're Not Doing Yet. Visiting classrooms on a regular basis means leaving certain other work unfinished. You must organize everything that you don't handle immediately into a reliable system that you can easily use to make decisions about how to spend your time. Most instructional leaders don't have a single system, though. It's far more common to have tasks scattered across multiple tools, media, and physical locations. As a result, it's very difficult for most instructional leaders to maintain a clear sense of what they could be working on so they can prioritize what they should be working on. If emails hold some of your unfinished work, while stacks of paper contain other priorities, yet still other to-dos are sitting in notebooks or on legal pads, you'll find it very difficult to comprehend the big picture and choose what to work on each day, and just as critically, what not to work on. Most people conceive of their to-do list as a set of tasks that they should do immediately, but the most important use of a to-do list is to organize the work you're not doing yet. The reason for this distinction is simple. If throughout the day you're constantly checking your to-do list for what to work on next, you're constantly making decisions, that you should instead make in advance. And if your to-do list has more than a dozen or so items, it becomes unwieldy to repeatedly review and prioritize. Thus, in this chapter, you'll learn to manage the work you're not doing yet by separating planning from doing, using a task management app, keeping your task lists short, and prioritizing strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Separate planning from doing. It's essential to separate planning your work from doing your work, because you're far more likely to make sound prioritization and scheduling decisions when you aren't faced with doing the work immediately. To understand why, consider a time-consuming and unpleasant task, such as writing a detailed status report for a grant. If you plan to work on this task tomorrow, you can set aside time on your calendar. The unpleasantness of actually doing the work is far enough off that it doesn't stop you from making the right decision. If you don't plan your work in advance and simply start the day hoping you get around to the report, everything else you could be doing instead will compete with the report for your time and attention throughout the day. Unfortunately, most of this other work is likely to be easier than the taxing and time-consuming process of writing the report. When you've decided what to work on in advance, you don't have to decide what to work on moment by moment. You simply follow your plan, and you can devote your full attention to the work itself rather than the process of reprioritizing. The more we can eliminate unnecessary decision-making throughout the day, the more we'll sustain the energy we need to do our best work. Use a task management app. In order to plan your day realistically and ensure that you achieve your most important goals, it's essential to process the wide range of inputs, the sources of information about what you could, should, or must work on, and consolidate them in a single, centralized location. You may find that email is the closest thing you have to a single, centralized system, but your email inbox is poorly suited to keep track of the prioritization and organization decisions you'll need to make. Sorting messages by date, sender, or subject isn't enough. You need the full power of an electronic task management app, such as Todoist, available at www.todoist.com, to make optimal decisions about how to spend your time. From start to finish, an electronic task management app allows you to easily do the following. Capture inputs from email and other sources, as well as verbal requests, by quickly creating new tasks in the app's inbox. Triage and process your task inbox after processing other inboxes such as voicemail and email. Organize tasks into specific lists to prioritize, plan, and schedule your work using your calendar, meeting agendas, and other tools. Your task management app can provide a single mission control dashboard where you can make all of your prioritization and time management decisions in advance so your days are filled with action, not paralyzing decisions over what to work on next. If you don't have a robust task management app, I recommend Todoist because it's simple to learn, has a free version as well as a premium one with enhanced features, and has apps for virtually every device and operating system. Capture inputs from other inboxes. Your electronic task management app should contain an inbox area so you can quickly add new tasks throughout the day as they occur to you. The inbox feature is present in most dedicated task apps, and its function is to allow you to distinguish tasks that you haven't yet processed from those you've already organized into more specific lists. For example, as you listen to your voicemails, you may want to add tasks directly in your task app's inbox so you can be sure to follow up on each message. When a teacher stops you in the hall to make a request, you can quickly note this task in your inbox, where you'll be sure to take care of it later. You can even dictate the task by using your smartphone or tablet's voice-to-text transcription feature. Some cloud-based task management apps also have the ability to receive tasks via email and potentially via other means, such as your smartphone's voice assistant, so you can add tasks to your inbox without even opening the app. This frees you from having to organize tasks into specific lists at the time you record them, which may take up more time than you can spare. It's essential to be able to record a new idea quickly and get back to what you were doing. If the process is cumbersome, you'll revert to using sticky notes or other systems that don't give you a single, consolidated list of everything on your plate. Triage and process your task inbox. It's important to process and clear all of your inboxes daily, and your task app's inbox is no exception. You may want to clear your task inbox several times throughout the day to ensure that you deal with time-sensitive matters, such as calling parents about discipline issues, before it's too late. The first step is triage, quickly identifying issues that need to be handled immediately, while also culling tasks that have already been completed or are no longer important. As with clearing your email inbox, you may want to follow a 2-minute rule to quickly deal with small tasks. Then process the remaining tasks by organizing them into more specific lists or scheduling them on your calendar. In order to plan the next day effectively, it's essential to get a clear overview of everything you need to accomplish, and your task app is the perfect place to gain this overview. Organize tasks and schedule work. While you may be accustomed to using a daily to-do list to ensure that you finish everything essential by the end of the day, a task management app's main contribution to your productivity is as a planning tool, not as a checklist to guide you throughout the day. More than a simple to-do list, a task management app allows you to quickly record tasks, organize these tasks into lists, and set additional fields such as due date, priority, required time, required energy, and other properties that will help you organize your work and decide how to spend your time. You can then schedule these tasks on your calendar, which will force you to realistically allocate time to the work that most deserves it. Other tasks may fit into recurring meetings that are already on your calendar, such as staff meetings, leadership committee meetings, and check-ins with your supervisor, office staff, and admin team. Create a list in your task management app for each of these recurring meetings, and treat it as a draft agenda for upcoming meetings. Whenever you encounter an issue that would best be handled in one of these settings, put it on the appropriate agenda list. Then, when it's time to prepare the formal agenda for an upcoming meeting, review its agenda list in your task management app and identify the most important issues to address in the meeting. Or, if there's no need to prepare a formal agenda, simply review the list when you're about to meet with the corresponding person or group. If you use other tools such as email reminders or shared documents to coordinate and prepare for upcoming meetings, you can simply copy items from the appropriate list in your task management app. This is yet another advantage of having a single, consolidated, electronic system to manage your unfinished work. You may find that once you're using your task management app successfully, it becomes easier to process your email because you no longer need to use email as a task management tool. However, don't rush into converting all of your old emails into tasks. It's best to wait until you've developed a reliable habit of using your task app to manage and plan your work. If you turn all of your emails into tasks right away, it's likely to become overwhelming, and you may be tempted to abandon the task app entirely. Instead, ease into it. Record new tasks in your task app, continue to handle tasks that will take less than 2 minutes while you process your email inbox, and schedule critical, time-consuming tasks on your calendar or on the appropriate meeting agenda. Keep your task lists short. As an instructional leader, you face constant choices about what to work on. There's always more to do than you can possibly accomplish, so you must select the tasks you'll actually work on from a much larger set of tasks you could work on. In his book, The Paradox of Choice: Why More is Less, psychologist Barry Schwartz, 2004, explains the downside of having too many choices. Our brains become overwhelmed with all the possibilities and search for ways to simplify the decision. A good rule of thumb is that 10 options is the most we can handle. Any more than 10, and we stop deciding rationally and start deciding using what psychologists who study decision-making call substitution. When we fall prey to substitution, We may think we're making a rational decision to work on the task that's the best use of our time, but in fact, we've swapped in other criteria, such as convenience or novelty, to simplify the decision. If you have 25 tasks on your list, you're likely to choose one to work on based on, say, how enjoyable or easy it is, rather than on how important it is. Over time, substitution can cause you to spend a great deal of your time completing tasks that ultimately have very little impact on student learning. While it may feel good to check off tasks as you quickly complete them, it's unwise to always prioritize the easiest tasks. Instead, exercise self-discipline to plan ahead and make careful, thoughtful decisions about what matters most. These prioritization decisions get easier to make when you're considering fewer options, so it helps to organize your tasks into shorter lists within your task management app. To keep your lists short, you can filter tasks by due date, energy level required, and other criteria that you find helpful. Modern task management apps, such as Todoist, allow you to create multiple views for different purposes, so it's easy to whittle down a long list into only the most relevant tasks. Prioritize strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. As you review the many tasks in your task management app, how can you make better decisions about how to allocate your limited time to what matters most? The U.S. military uses the acronym SWOT, Strengths, Weaknesses, Opportunities, and Threats, to prioritize among possible courses of action. Bensoussan and Fleischer, 2013. In your leadership role, you can do the same by asking yourself questions such as the following. What actions should I take to build on my strengths so I can have the greatest possible impact? What weaknesses in our school or in my leadership need the most immediate attention? What are our biggest current opportunities for improvement? What external forces or internal dynamics could pose threats to our school community and our work? You'll notice that these questions go beyond the usual criteria we use to make decisions as educators, such as whether a practice is evidence-based, whether a decision is data-driven, or whether the majority of staff support it. Even if we limited ourselves only to options that are research-based, data-driven, and popular with teachers, we'd have far too many potential areas of focus. The possibilities for what we could be spending our time on are endless. The first act of leadership is to decide what matters. Starting with your school's mission, vision, and goals, you can use the SWOT framework to filter tasks from your task management app before they make it to your calendar. Another way to frame this filtering process is by examining the potential consequences of working on or choosing not to work on certain tasks. As you review your lists, ask yourself, what are the implications of working on this task vis-a-vis our current strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats? What are the implications of not working on it? You may find that this makes it easier to clarify your highest and most immediate priorities. Using a task management app can be intimidating because you have so many tasks to consider. We naturally tend to avoid long, daunting lists of tasks or keep separate systems like sticky notes on our desks that allow us to narrow our focus. However comforting it may be to have some important tasks hidden away in a notebook or saved in an email that you've repeatedly marked as unread, we make the best decisions about how to spend our time when we have all of the relevant information in one place. If you're currently storing tasks in different locations, now is the time to create a mission control dashboard for your work by starting to use a task management app. Day 8 Action Challenge. Link everything to your task management app's inbox. Review the results of your action challenge from Chapter 7, Streamline Your Inboxes and Communication, page 67, and identify ways to get all of your important reminders into your task inbox. For example, you may find that you can forward tasks residing in your email inbox to a special email address that your task management app provides. For anything that technology can't automate for you, identify the steps you'll need to take to route potential tasks into the app. For example, you may want to develop the habit of transferring tasks from meeting notes that you take in your paper notebook throughout the day into your task management app at the end of the day. As potential distractions arise throughout the school day, jot them in your task app's inbox so you can stay focused on your goal of visiting 3 classrooms per day. You may want to consider the following questions for reflection. What systems for keeping track of tasks have I tried but abandoned in the past? What communication channels do other people use to make requests of me? Which of these am I most likely to overlook? What kinds of tasks do I tend to leave unfinished the longest?